Thank you, Madam Chair. I will give you in the following a brief overview of the resources received and the expenditures in this biennium and how they compare. Next slide, please. Okay. Thank you. Now, first of all, as to the financial contributions received and expected in this biennium. Now, you see them on this list. I will not go through by reading out every country. So in total, the contributions received thus far are at around 1.7 million, and we are yet expecting 36,000 in addition. Now, moving on to the next slide. This means we have currently received contributions from 21 parties out of the 42. And next slide, please. We expect contributions from 22 parties together with Kazakhstan, where the contribution is still outstanding. And here, looking at the financial contributions alone, this brings us to a work plan implementation of roughly 57%. Now, moving on, there have also been important in-kind contributions, as already discussed during the roundtable on financing. Now, moving on to the next slide, if we add the approximate value of the in-kind contributions to those of the financial contributions received, this then brings us to an implementation rate of around 63% for this work plan. Looking at the expenditures and comparing these to the contributions, here the expenditures until the end of August have been at around 1.25 million. And they're expected at the end of this year to be at around 1.6, 1.7 million. Now, this compares to contributions received of 1.7 million, will be a little bit higher. Now, some in-kind contributions have been added here. So contributions and expenditures, let's say, roughly match. At the same time, I must also point out that some of the contributions that have been provided, in particular the project contributions from the European Union and from the Swiss Development Corporation, are for projects which will be implemented in the next biennium. So these funds are naturally reserved for implementation then. Now, moving on to the next slide, 63% implemented of the work plan financed means not everything could be implemented. During this entire COP, you heard a lot about what has been done, so I will not repeat. In terms of what has not yet been done with this budget, it's a roadmap on Artec risk management, seminar to build capacity for Ukraine, dedicated activities under the Assistance and Cooperation Program, and also all the additional projects, such as the Danube Delta 2 project listed in Table 3 of the work plan. Now, moving on to the next slide, conclusions. You have seen yesterday during the roundtable a gradual increase in contributions with a new record high in this biennium. This was important due to additional earmarked contributions to work plan activities which were packaged as projects, particular here from the EU and from Switzerland. Now, unfortunately, still only about half of the parties contribute financially, whilst more contribute also in kind. And all of this has allowed for a gradual expansion of work plan activities in line with the long-term strategy. And I'd like to leave it at that. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.